Yeah, thank you, Lord, that there's always more to know about you. There's always more of you to discover in your word by your spirit. There's always more to discover, you know, directly by your spirit. There's more to know in your creation. There's more to know, but there's always more to know. There's always new things and exciting things. And Lord, we want more of the wow factor in our understanding of you, Lord. No matter how well we think we know you, there's always, always more. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of all comfort. I ask you to comfort people in here who are down, and comfort people who are tired. Comfort people in all of our needs, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. When we're tripping along mountain tops in the sunshine or crawling through the valley, Lord, we know, we thank you that you are there, you are with us. You're so faithful to us, Lord. We're so grateful, Lord. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you want to grab your seats. Just had a little picture of a... Sit down, Ruddock. I just had a little picture of us all stood on a mountain. And, you know, about us all being together. You know, and genuinely loving each other as real family, real brothers and sisters. And how exciting that is. And I had a picture of us on a mountain. And the mountain, part of the mountain moved. But it was such a big part of the mountain that we all moved together. And then instead of it moving down, it was moving up. And I was like, oh. Because in my mind, I sort of saw it going down and then it stopped and started going up. And it's the Lord that draws us up, isn't it? He draws us up. We get near to God spiritually, because he raises us up, he draws us up. And you know, if we were marking ourselves, judging ourselves, we'd mark ourselves down, wouldn't we, and go downwards. But actually, it's the opposite is the truth, that he raises us up. But the best thing about it was us was all together. No one's getting left behind. Everybody's moving up together. So Lord, we just pray that you do that with us in this church, in the wider sense of the church here in the Amazing Grace. But do it for us in here tonight. Lord, we just ask you to show something new about yourself. Speak to us, encourage us, move us closer to one another and closer to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Martino.
We can switch it off. It's a bit loud, isn't it? Good evening. So well done. You've done a whole month on the devil. You must be sick of talking about him. So I'm just going to share a few little thoughts, but I'm very happy just to try and answer some questions as well. If you have any questions, would it? That's cool. If you have any questions that I can answer, or other people in the room could answer, Roy, back me up. Then we could answer any of those questions you've got regarding deliverance and stuff. So, have you got any questions now, or shall I start speaking for a bit and then, what do you think? Anyone got any ideas? Start speaking. Okay. But then, you know, if you get any questions that you think of through the week, from the month or from what I'm saying, then write them down and we'll have a little question and answer time at the end. Right, what time do you finish so I don't go over? 9:30. Okay. I'll probably be finished by 8:30. No, I'm only kidding. Okay. Should we have a little... I don't know what anyone spoke about either, so I'll just... have you done about the armour of God yet? Oh, cool. Okay. I'll start there. So this is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Very famous passage, the Apostle Paul. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray for me as well, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're our teacher, and we ask you to be our teacher tonight, Lord. We ask you to do us good, to speak to our hearts, to feed us, to bring revelation and truth to us, excite us, illuminate us, Holy Spirit. Give us keys and tools and weapons to become much better at fighting, much better at standing, much better at praying, much better at overcoming. Lord, we're just little novices in this Christianity business. We need you to make us real giants and champions and world. Let the church in England become a world famous church again, on fire and full of power. Lord, we ask you to build huge churches all over Europe that will fearlessly preach the gospel into all the communist world and the Muslim world till you come back. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, I don't know what, again, you know, I don't know what's been mentioned, so sorry if I'm doubling up on what Bob and other people have said, but I think just understanding the truth that we're engaged in a huge spiritual conflict is a major benefit to you and me. You know, we can have a very small picture of Christianity if we're not careful, and that is just, you know, well, I'd love to stop sinning one day. I'll get healed of my heart issues, and can someone make me happy? Believe you me, that's important. You're important to God, but there's a much bigger global war going on for the souls of men. And you are definitely part of God's family. You're adopted into his family. But we are definitely part of his army as well. We're drafted in. The whole world, it says in the New Testament, is under the power of the evil one. And that's a massive statement. And it says that Jesus is in the demolition business. It says the reason, John said the reason in his letter, the reason the Son of God appeared is to destroy the work of the devil. That's massive. So what we're doing is building people, winning people, saving people, loving people with one hand. With the other hand, we're destroying lies, arguments, philosophies, demonic strongholds. We're literally destroying everything in the culture that is against Jesus Christ, all the lies that surround us. And every church has its own challenge in its own culture, in its own town, in its own territory. We're fighting on this front right here in Teesside. God might send us into lots of different nations in Europe, but right here, we're fighting on this front. We have particular devils against us in our culture, in Europe and in England, and particular traits of evil that are popular, where the devil has success and he has great strongholds that are against God. We have to demolish those very strongholds through the preaching of the gospel, the building of the church, living holy lives, living alternative lifestyles, taking up the cross, suffering, and prayer. We need revival. We need the Holy Spirit to help us pray, to teach us how to pray, and we need to break through into revival. We need to see huge numbers of people delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. That has always been God's way. God always does this pattern right through the Bible.